Our scripture readings today, the first one comes from Jeremiah, chapter 17, verses 7 and 8. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. Our second one is from Romans 8, 28. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose.
Lord, we do again thank you for those who are listening by podcast. We ask that you would bless them and all of those here in the house today, that it'll be a word, God, that strengthens them, that helps them, that gives them something for the week that they can hang on to. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So I am just thankful. As I said, I'm always thankful, but I'm thankful to be here today. I thank God. This topic is something I've just been kind of dealing with. I've been kind of thinking about it and reliving some things that I have gone through life. And my topic today is trust the process. And what I mean by that is, have you ever had God say, okay, I want you to go over here and do this, or this is my plan for your life, and you felt like he wanted you to do this, but you couldn't see the path to get there? Well, you're telling me to do this, God, but how do I get there? What do I have to do to get there? And most of us, I would imagine, have gone through that. But we need to trust that he knows he has a path for us. He has a plan for us. And Jeremiah says, I know the plans I have for you. They're good plans, and they won't bring you evil. They'll bring you good. That's good to hear, but then you can't see where you're going. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? I know you're telling me, you're giving me this, but I don't see the whole picture. So we have to trust his process. We have to trust him to know that if he has good plans for us, even when I can't see the outcome yet, I can walk this path anyway, because I know that's what he's doing. It made me think of Abraham. And so I don't have that scripture here, but I wrote it down because I wanted to just... It came to me, you all know I'm by inspiration, and so it came to me yesterday that this reminds me of Abraham. In Genesis 12 and 1, it says, the Lord has said to Abram, go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. He said, go, leave all your people, leave your whole comfort zone, go pack up everything, take your family, your wife and your things, the things that come back then. So that was all of their cattle. And I mean, he had to take everything and go to a place I will show you. He didn't say, and now go on over here to Canaan. He just said, I'll show you. You have to trust the process. You have to trust that I'm going to lead you. I'm going to lead you to where you need to be, but I'm not going to tell you where you're going just yet. So you just got to walk out on faith and trust the process. Trust God that when he says, I have good plans for you, I won't leave you, I won't forsake you. You have to trust his word that that's what he's going to do. Have you ever been on a path like that? Have you ever, God said, you guys know I have a story. One you've heard, but as I was rethinking it last night, I was like, well, God, you really did. I really had to trust you through that journey. When he said, okay, my son graduated from high school, he said, all right, you can go back now and go back to school. Go back and do it now, you know. And so I had a plan of how I could do it. Don't you know, every single thing I had planned on how to do this journey, it just fell away. It literally, the first class I went to, my whole financial way of how I was planning to do it was gone. I couldn't do it that way. So now I have to trust him. I know you told me I could go back. I know you have a plan for me. But how am I going to get there? It's in Tulsa. I don't have what I thought I had, but I had to keep trusting that plan. And with each month, when I first went there, I went every month. I went once a month to Tulsa. And so when I first went, every month I made it. He provided for me to get there, to get to class. And so then at the end of the first year, my mom said, I think you need to go live in Tulsa so you'll be there. And I was like, what? That was not in my plan. That was not in my plan of how I was going to get to this, finish this degree. But I trusted God. I knew my mom heard from God. And so I'm like, okay, God, I trust you. I went there. It was a journey. I was there for 2 years. It was a journey that I went through there. It was a lot of things that went on while I was there. None of them was in my plan for how I was going to get to. None of it. But each thing taught me, I learned. You know, sometimes that's how the process goes, kind of why we have to go through the process so that we can learn what we're going to need later in life. Later, when you finish, when you get to that thing, you're going to need all of those lessons that you learned while you were following the process, trusting God's process of getting you there. So finally, I did that. I came back home and I got cancer. That certainly wasn't in my plan to get there. And that was another two kind of years in there that delayed. And yet there was lessons. There were lessons in that. My cancer story helps people. I did a Tuesday prayer, and I'm going away from my story for a second because it just popped in my head. But I did a Tuesday prayer this week, and I talked about my cancer journey, and I talked about not fearing. I got a text. Someone said, my mom's going through cancer. She saw that. You inspired her to keep going till now. She wants to put together her own workshop. And I mean, I was like, God, you're amazing. But had I not gone through that journey, there's someone that wouldn't have been blessed. I had to keep trusting that. Even though it didn't work the way I thought it was going to, I really was hoping it would just be 5 years, you're done, go on and do. Okay, no, what was it? Almost 11. I was 1 month from 11 years when I did my defense. 11-year process. That was God's process, not mine. But I had to trust him and keep on walking. I couldn't give up in that time, and I wanted to. I really did, but I knew his voice. I knew he had a plan for me, and I know that's the same for you. There's something that he has for you, something that you're trusting him with, and maybe it hasn't come to pass yet, or you can't see exactly how it's going to work out. We have to trust him even when we can't see the outcome. We have to know, I know what I feel. Have you ever felt that? I know you told me to do this. I know you did, but I certainly cannot see. It's black before me. I can't see how to get there, but I trust you. So I'm going to keep walking. You ever walked into a room, a dark room? Okay, I know the light's over here somewhere. You have to keep walking till you feel that. And he opens it up for you and you see how. I didn't really see how I was going to get to the end till I finished, honestly. Because there was so much every week, I could expect something else crazy to happen. But God was so good, and he did bring me through. It was not the process that I thought, but he was such an amazing God that he did bring me through. I had to trust him, sometimes blindly. And that's what I think. Abraham, he just had to take off. And it wasn't like he got in a car like we do and drove to, you know. No, he had to bring all of his cattle, everything that he owned. He brought his wife. He brought his nephew, who caused him trouble along the journey, which happens sometimes. People come with you along the journey, and it makes it a little more difficult. It makes that process harder. But he got to where God had promised him. But he couldn't see it right away. And so we have to trust the process. We have to trust that God truly does. Just when he said, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you, we have to trust that he means that, that he's going to walk with us through every journey. He's going to walk with us. Jeremiah 17, 7 through 8 says, but blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends out its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought and never fails to bear fruit. And that's what our trust has to be. It has to be like that tree. You know, it might be when the heat comes, when trials come, when they say cancer, when they say, diabetes, when they say whatever it is, and when you have all your money invested in the stock market and it goes down to whatever, you know, whatever. You're walking this journey. But when those things come, we have to be like that tree. It's planted by the water, and it doesn't matter. When heat comes is what the word says. When heat comes, it means when it's so hot and it's drought, he still keeps blooming. He still keeps blooming. And that's what we have to do. That's what I mean by trusting the process. You're trusting God that no matter the conditions around you, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you're going through, trust God that he's never going to leave you. He's going to walk you through that process. But you got to trust him. You have to trust him and know, I don't see the outcome, God. I don't know what's going to happen. The wind is blowing. The sun is hot. Trials are coming on every hand. But you're walking me through this process, and I trust you. So we just have to walk in trust today. if you haven't gotten it. That's what I'm talking about. We just have to trust God. Trust him no matter what the circumstance looks like. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. This is such a familiar passage. I just have heard it my whole life. My mom would always say this to me. But it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Like I said, I didn't know. It wasn't the plan I made. But that's how God is. I know I wasn't sure what I was going to do when my parents were gone, because I'd spent so much time taking care of them. Had spent 10, almost 20 years, really, caring for them. And I didn't know exactly, but I know what God told me. He said, if you take care of them, I will take care of you. I said, okay, God, that's what I'm going to do then. So I turned down things that I could have done, and I could have, what they say, I could have been a contender. There were things I could have done, you know, as far as work or, you know, just in my life, things I could have pursued. But I truly felt he wanted me to care for my parents. My mom ministered all over the world, touched lives all over the world. And I was able to be a part of that. And I learned I couldn't be here with you all had I not walked that journey with her. And sure enough, just when I was at that point where, okay, they're both gone, now what am I going to do? He brought that back to me. 3 months, I was here walking in the promise that he'd given me. At least 5 years ago, a minister told me, I see you pastoring. I said, no, you don't. I'm not doing that. I saw my mom. I'm not doing that. I like taking care of her, but I don't want to be that main person. But God said, I ain't thinking about you. I know the plan I have for you. And I trust him. And here I am. I mean, it's been 3 years. I am like, God, you are so amazing. While I was looking at this, and I was like, you have to literally lean not to your own understanding. And my understanding, I saw a lot. Growing up as a pastor's child, I saw a lot of things behind the scenes. You see a lot when you're with the pastors. They're human, but you see a lot. And I just didn't see that. But you know, my life is not like that at all. He's so good. He's so good. And so I had to trust that. I had to trust the process and trust his promise. He promised that he would take care of me if I took care of them. And he did. And he is. And I thank him for that. And so I encourage you today that whatever it is you know God told you to do, or whatever your circumstance looks like, lean not to your own understanding. Go into God and the promise that he made. He promised. He said, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will walk with you until the very end. And that's something that I just hold on to, knowing that no matter what my circumstance looks like, I can't lean on what I understand or the process that I know or what I expect. And neither can you. We can't look at what we expect to happen. It hardly ever does. Has anyone ever, you gone into a project or something, it's going to be like this. And it never really is, is it? It never turns out like that, because his plans are so much better. He's so much better than what we're planning. Generally, it turns out so much better, especially when you put it in his hands. Psalms 37, 3 through 5. Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him, and he will do this. And this was one of my mom's. I think she said this scripture every day. She would tell us, Ruth, trust in the Lord. Delight yourself in him. I'm like, Mom, what is delight? What does that mean? What do you mean, delight yourself in him? She said, fall in love with him. Get into his presence every day. Get to know him for yourself. Get to know. She said, I can pray for you. And, you know, I can pray and he'll do it. But I want you to know him for yourself. I won't be here always, you know. And I was so young, I didn't think about it like that could actually happen, you know, when you're young. Oh, Mom. But no, I took that scripture to heart, because she would not only tell it to me 100 times a day on the phone when she's talking to someone. She'd say, delight yourself in the Lord. Get into his presence. Read his word. Get to know him for yourself. Fall in love with him. And it makes a difference. When you fall in love with the Lord, you can trust him. You know, because don't you trust your mates, those who are married, you fall in love, you trust them. And it's that same thing. When you fall in love with the Lord, then you can trust him even when you can't see the outcome yet. You can't see which way you're going. You can trust him because you fall in love with him. You get to know him for yourself. Delight yourself in him. Trust him, and he'll give you the desires of your heart. This made me think of my aunt. She came here way back, early in the year. Not the one recently, but this aunt came earlier in the year. She's in her 70s now, middle to late 70s. But at 67, she moved, packed all of her stuff, and moved to California, to Hollywood. All of her life, she wanted to be in movies. She wanted to do movie things and be around the Hollywood world and everything. But she was a minister. She ministered here until she was 67. She served in church. She had a big role in a church over in Omaha. She did all of that. When she turned 67, her son said, "Come on, I'm taking you to Hollywood." And they went to Hollywood, and she participated in a few movies. She was like an extra in one, and in one she even had lines. But God said, "When you delight yourself in me, I'll give you the desires of your heart, no matter when." She had to keep trusting that process. She'd gotten a little older. She was in her late 60s, and it hadn't happened yet. But when she got there, it just amazed me. I just saw her, talked to her. She and her daughter were on a boat going to Catalina. I'm like, "Oh my God, Auntie, what is going on here?" And she just inspires all of us to stay in God's presence, to know that he's a God that keeps his promises. And so, although she couldn't see how she was going to get to California pretty much most of her life, she didn't see that process. She trusted that God was going to give her the desires of her heart. And it blesses me every time I see her. That's not the only thing. She's always doing something. Every time I see her, she's in Hollywood. And that's where she lives, actually. And I think she said West Hollywood, North. I don't know. But she lives in Hollywood. And she's always doing something. It just amazes me. Trust in the Lord. And trust the process. It doesn't always happen just how you think it's going to, but he's so good. When you trust him, he gives you the desires of your heart. And why can you trust him? And this is my last scripture. Romans 8:28. And this is my favorite scripture, and it's truly how I live my life. We know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. No matter the process, he's going to work it for your good. That's how I get through troubles and struggles. And when I'm going through, I say, "God, I don't like this situation right now. I don't like what I'm going through right now." I said, "But I trust you that you're going to work it all together for my good." And that's what I want to leave you with today. That no matter what you're going through, no matter you can't see the end of this process, you can't see the journey that you're on, maybe how it's going to end, but he's going to work it all together for your good. He's going to work it together for good, for your family, for your job, for whatever you're going through, for your health. He's going to work it all together for your good. And you can stand on that. So trust the process today. That's what I want to leave you with. Trust his process. Trust his guidance. Trust and know that he will not leave you. He's a God who keeps his promises. And if he promises he will not leave you, he will not leave you. He will guide you through to the end of this process, whatever your journey is, whatever you're going through, whatever that issue might be today. Trust him. Put your trust in God. You can. And also delight yourself in him. It's really kind of neat to be in his presence and fall in love with God. There's nothing better, really. It's nothing better. Amen. All right, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for this time today. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. We can put our faith in you. God, we can walk in you. We can trust you, trust the process. Know, God, that you won't leave us. You're going to always be with us. And we thank you, God, that you're not a God that you would lie. If you say you're going to do it, you're going to do it. And we can trust that. And we just give you all of the praise today, God, all of the glory, all of the honor. We thank you, God, that everything works together for good because we do love you, God. We are called according to your purpose. And we lift your name today. We lift it on high, God. We lift you up. We glorify you. We magnify you today. We thank you for this time of worship together. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. You're so worthy. So worthy of our praise today. So worthy. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for each person once again that are on our prayer list. Meet each person face by face, person by person, need by need. Meet them, God. Work it out. We thank you. Be their Savior today. Be their God today. We thank you for it. We give your name all of the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.